This is the Pete Carroll Show.
Goalie gets it, goes right. Oh, he gets hammered.
The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 throughout the season.
We play football, all right? And football's fun.
Brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, Buffalo Wild Wings, Good Chevrolet, and VenueKings.com.
Well, I like that. Yeah, I got a lot.
Now, here are your hosts, Brock Heward and Mike Salk.
All right, Coach Carroll joining us after an interesting tale of two games yesterday, Coach. What'd you think?
Well, it was a great game. What are you talking about?
The second half was great for sure. That might be as good a second half as I can remember this team playing in a long time.
A little rope-a-dope we did in the first half there.
It was for effect, dramatic effect.
That was the plan going in.
You were trying
in.
To tire them out.
Yeah, I just wanted to make it interesting. No, it was what a fantastic finish to that game. Gosh, it just turned so abruptly and in just complete fashion. You know, the whole team was just roaring. And we were going back looking at the film. We played really hard in the first half and really aggressive. So all of that same stuff just carried over. But the play started to happen, and we took advantage of them and just turned it like we loved it. You know, I mean, everybody, the fans felt it and the players felt it. It was really good for the young guys and the new guys that hadn't really had an experience like that, really when we're really – hitting on all cylinders, so it was great for us.
So it was not a dramatic halftime speech, huh?
Yeah, one of the great halftime speeches of all time. I wasn't going to let on, but now that you brought it up. Yeah, fire and brimstone, the whole thing, you know.
Sure.
I don't believe that.
Garbage cans tumbling.
Gatorade.
Yeah, Gatorade.
What does happen? I mean, how does a game turn that abruptly?
Yeah, I don't know that. I can't – I'm trying to figure out how to tell you that, you know, why it happened and all. But it's just been it was such an emotional explosion, and it felt so good that we just, you know, we're living it up and things just built on each other. But we've been doing good things. There's been a lot of good stuff. We've seen a lot of good football. It just hadn't kind of connected and tied together. But this was different. This was playing at home. This is what we do, and this is what it feels like, and this is the kind of play that we're capable of. We've been talking about it forever with our young guys to try to get them, you know, this is what it's like, and this is the energy that we want to play with. And then finally they got a chance to experience it. So there were some great plays, some terrific plays. Russell's play, when you go back, Russell's touchdown play was right there, and then we came right back with, I think it was Bobby's play after that, and that was where the explosion happened. And then all of a sudden we just killed them with pass rush, you know, and we were all over the quarterback, and they passed for nothing and all that. So.
And Russell heeds your counsel and has from day one, and it's really ingrained in him anyway to protect himself. He does not put himself in harm's way. He gets out of as much contact as possible, but you almost felt at that moment as he's scrambling too, he could have slipped. Right, he had the first down, but he knew, I think, in that moment that he had a chance to score and go for it, even through some of that contact. I think that was almost kind of representative to kickstart the second half.
Yeah, but I really think that's you know, his normal reaction. He would do that. He would have done that 5 years ago as he did it last night. When he sees the opportunity, he's going for it. He's done that, and I think perfectly. You know, that was in perfect time, and it was a really cool play too to see him finish it. Let's give him the freaking touchdown, you know? Jeez, man.
They're having a little trouble with the whole knee and eye at the same time.
We had some spot problems last night. There was a bunch of them, and I mean, I'll send in probably four of them that I don't agree with them, you know? And so we'll see what happens. That just happens sometimes, but in that play in particular was. I got to throw the flag really far.
We saw that. That seemed like a frustrated flag.
Yeah, was that at the end of the drive when we had the 18 penalties in the drive?
Yeah.
The flags were hopping out of their pockets. But you know,
so you said, look at me. I can do this too. And I could throw it even harder and farther
now,
than you.
Did that one come down from upstairs, or was that one of the just hormonal, I'm throwing it?
That was hormonal.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like the one on the spot foul. That was very hormonal too. Jeez.
So what was, seriously, we'll talk a lot about the second half and everything great, and there's a lot of guys to talk about today who really played well. What is your frustration level in the first half and beginning of the third quarter of that game?
Well, the part that's been missing is just the feeling of it. It's the feeling, kind of, you know. And it was like they asked me at halftime, you know, what are you looking for? I just want to feel our running game, you know. And just,
what does that mean?
That means you get a sense that you got something going, and you can feel the aggressiveness, and you can, you know, you start to anticipate that plays are going to break, and then that fits together with how we play. And so the first half runs, I thought in the first quarter, we were kind of getting to the line of scrimmage, you know. We weren't getting clean, and there was no burst, even though Eddie did some nice stuff down coming off the goal line. Gosh, he made two great plays just to keep us from getting the safety down there. But there just wasn't enough of it to feel that we were we could play like we want to play. And it's so, you know, I don't know. It just came about and turned it around finally.
Bevel had a great game.
Yeah, Daryl does a great job. I know you guys could easily, you guys meaning the media, can easily go towards the play calling and all, but we've got to execute, you know, and we've always been explosive. We've always been a really good offense, and it's just waiting for it to just show, and I was really happy for him last night because he was on fire, and everything we called was hitting, and it was great.
Coleman, McKissick, Smith all contribute to scoring plays in that game in a big way.
Yeah.
I heard somebody make the mistake of calling them down the roster guys, and I know you don't want to hear that, but how about young, hungry guys?
Bottom of the barrel guys, I think the phrase
bottom
was.
Bottom of the barrel?
I think it might have been that phrase. Nice. I don't know what it was.
How much
what
does...
was it?
Bottom.
No, I think I said the bottom. I don't know.
How much does their hunger contribute to plays like that?
Well, I think that they really are trying to impress. You know, they want to be part of it. The guys are fired up about being here, and they want to be part of the whole feeling of it. And they're everybody's trying hard. We've been trying hard the whole time. We just haven't been executing like we're capable of. But it's great to see that. And Justin Coleman played really good last night. He's a really good cover guy. And so that was great that he got the chance to jump up and make something happen. Of course, the touchdown was perfect, but there was other plays too. Marcus Smith got a good chance to get a lot of rushes last night and showed up. And he's a very good athlete, and he's really trying his tail off to get out there and do something. And this was his best showing, but it was his biggest numbers too, you know, so he had a chance. Garrison Smith played good inside too, you know, another guy that did well. And who else did you mention?
J.D.
J.D. McKissick. That was a blast, man. That was so much fun. He's been spectacular in practice. He really has. That's why I catch so much grief from Sherman, from Doug, and those guys. You know, they can't wait to give me the needle on this one. But we've loved his play, and he's just been, from the first time we handed him the football, you know, when he was a wide receiver, we could just make him a running back. That was a year ago. And the first time we handed him the football, he just looked like a flash, you know. So it's been all good stuff, but he's played behind CJ, and CJ is such a good player and has so much dynamic to him that he hasn't been able to kind of push through that. And we created kind of, he was the backup to CJ as he was going to learn the wide receiver spot. And so that's how this has come about. But he's been such a good player in practice, a little bit of spark in the game, not too much in the preseason games. So when he did it and exploded like that, like everyone was like, I told you so. So we're going like crazy on the sidelines, which was a blast. But he had spectacular plays. And that's what he's shown us. He's got such a great motor.
You have a moment or two off the field. Is there a story with a JD or with a Justin? And, you know, I mean, we get to kind of see them on the field and your reaction to them. Is there a moment or two off the field, a story, you know, from an experience with JD that's just unique or something?
No.
Nope.
No, can't say that there is.
Good try on that one.
No, really, I don't know. Is there a story? No, I can't fill that space, sir. You've got to ask me another question.
Humanize and analyze.
All right, I don't want to ask you this question.
These guys are great guys. They work their tails off. We have fun with them, you know. And I've been interested in JD because of he was at Atlanta, you know, and we swiped from them, and they really – didn't think anybody knew about him, you know, and so John and the guys saw him. They got a couple sparks from him in preseason when he was returning kicks, and that's why we got him. And he was on a really good team there, but he never played, you know. So, maybe he is one of those guys. It's been the kind of the diamond in the rough guys. He's just been so. You guys would just love him. He's so consistently on in practice. He works so hard at everything he does. He's full speed every step of the way, and he plays that way. And that's why our guys love him so much, because he's just he's the dog. You know, he's got in him. You know, he's got all that special about him. And so the fact that he did something was really rewarding. But other than special stories, no.
All right, I don't want to ask this question, but I have to, unfortunately.
Okay. About the big nickel.
Reports. Not the big nickel today. Yeah. No, the report this morning from NFL Network says Chris Carson has a broken ankle. What do we know about Chris today?
Yeah, here's what I know now. Last night when they did the initial X-rays, his ankle was fine, and they didn't see anything cracked there. But he's got a fracture that's way up on just below his knee. It's not a displaced one and all that, but it's because of the torque of the way it happened. It was not in the area they were focusing on, and so I even told the team, you know, he didn't have a broken leg, and everybody was excited about that for him, but he does, and so. But he's not even out of the MRIs yet, so I don't know what the issue is. So we don't know what that means. But unfortunately, yeah, he's going to be out.
But it wasn't a lower – it wasn't the ankle.
It was not in his ankle. It was up in his upper leg. So we'll see what that means. We don't know. Okay. So he likely – has a legit high ankle sprain, which is as bad as a break sometimes, you know, if it's a really bad one. We don't know that yet either, so we'll find out.
How about some of the other injuries from the game? Seem like a bunch to update on, Cliff.
Yeah, unfortunately, Cliff had something happen when he got kicked in the chin, you know, by the guy's heel when he was tackling Brissett. He got something happened to his, you know, spinal injury that caused him a little bit of loss of control for a second in his hands, and he came back fine and felt okay, but something happened there, so we're going to really be careful here and make sure that we know exactly what's going on and take our time. It'll take us a while to figure this out.
It sounded like kind of an odd situation with Odhiambo in the locker room last night.
Yeah, he had a response to he got hit in the chest on the interception return. It was on the turnover, and it wasn't a violent hit, but the guy must have caught him just right with his shoulder, and it knocked the wind out of him. And that's what happened on the field, and he had trouble really breathing through the game, but he made it and was okay. And then in the locker room, it just exacerbated, so they took all the precautions and made sure they looked after him, took him to the hospital last night. He doesn't have anything wrong with sternum, but there's some stuff they're looking at, so we've got to wait and see. We don't have the results on that yet.
Just a reminder, isn't it? And just as you're reading through this, and I was telling Mike earlier, and put myself in Chris Carson's shoes, just an amazing journey that he's been on with you, and just in a split second. And it wasn't dirty. The guy's trying to bring him down. He's so hard to tackle that fast these things can just change. How do you how do you handle that in the position that you're in?
It's a really difficult part of the game, you know, because everybody plays the game because they love it and they have fun and they love being part of it and all of the wonderful things that go along with that. But we all know that you're just a flash of an instant away from the other end of the spectrum of, you know, the injury part of it, and sometimes serious stuff as well. And it's a very difficult thing to deal with because it's always there. It's an omnipresent thing. Is you know that it could happen. It's in everybody's thoughts, and you just have to just go and go for it and hope that nothing bad happens, you know, and so when it does, it everybody feels it. Every player feels it, you know, like it could have been me, you know, kind of thing. And I think you guys have watched our guys, how close they are and how much they care and how much they show that. It's because it's truly a connection. It's terrible for guys. We hate that when it happens, and just hope for the best and hope for great recoveries. And fortunately, we take great care of guys, and they all make it back and all that. But it's just a long haul. And the hard part is, too, you know, you got 9 months or 6 months, and these kinds of big injuries that can happen. And that's such a big part of your life.
Well,
you know?
The ones have been really sad.
I'm not saying that I don't know either one of these guys. I just, you know, I was thinking of Noe and everyone. I thought that, you know, those guys, a long time recovery. The knees are a long time, 9 months sometimes, you know, and that's a lot to ask.
It's just tough. The two big injuries you guys have had so far this year are this one and George Fant.
Yeah.
And these two guys who have had these incredible stories and are incredibly likable, at least from our perspective, off the field. It's really just been a shame to see those be the two that have
no
happened
kidding.
So far.
Yeah, and those were two particularly interesting kids too, you know, like you said, lads, where they came from and how they overcame so much at the prime of their kind of start to their careers, you know. But they'll be back, you know. Chris will be back.
Was Reese able to get out of the hospital or
not as of 9:30? No, I mean, when we walked in here, no. But he's getting out today.
Okay. On Jeremy Lane too.
Jeremy Lane.
Groin. Yeah, he's straight as groin. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that.
On the athletic freak show scale, where is Frank Clark?
Wow. Boy, he played hard this night. Holy cow. It's a spectacular film to watch, just to watch him. His effort was just off the charts. I didn't know until somebody mentioned about him jumping over a guy to make a tackle. I didn't realize that happened during the game, and I didn't see the clip of it until this morning. And jeez, what a marvelous effort. He's got another great one. He runs down on the screen. It's just a fantastic effort. But he just has such a high motor, and he's just almost on the verge of totally out of control, you know, the way he goes for it. It's just awesome. It's just awesome. So, fun.
Hey, did you watch the USC-Wazoo game the other
day? Oh, I did, yeah. It's a good game.
What'd you think?
Good game. Yeah, and then we played really good yesterday.
We don't get to talk about it.
That was a good football game, you know, and you got to give it to those guys, man. They're playing good ball. That quarterback's so good. Yep. We've been watching him for years and just get up, pull himself off the carpet so many times, getting pounded and just keep hanging in there.
Does he take some hard hits?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. The free safety hit was unbelievable. It was right in the chops, you know, and he completed the ball down the middle. I mean, he's a fantastic football player, and And they've done a great job. That's a fantastic night of football. And Jake Olson was here last night, you know, and he was at the game and all, and just said that the crowd was great. Like 34,000 people or something like that
going nuts,
berserk, you know. And so
great. What do you think it would be like to recruit there? I mean, it seems like everything that makes it challenging to recruit to would also make it fun to recruit to.
Yeah.
No, it's hard.
It's just hard, you know. You go into schools, and it was like in the old days, you know, you go into schools, and I'd say, I'm from Iowa State. And they go, oh, Ohio State, great, you know. And they think I'm from Ohio, you know. And they say, oh, okay. And then they find out Iowa State. Hang on. I'll get you the tight end that you can talk to. You know, and you just go sit on the couch. You have to wait for the guys, and the good guys are going to the other room. You know, and it's humbling. But what a fantastic expression that is for them to play with those guys. You know, because a bunch of those guys are from LA, as always, and those are the guys truly that weren't able to be recruited by SC and maybe UCLA, and then they go up, and it doesn't mean that they're not great players. There's millions of them that have done it, but they always have that attitude.
Would you worry about that when you were at USC?
Oh, absolutely. Particularly when you pass up a guy, let's say it's a guy like Sherm or a guy like Doug Baldwin that have those kinds of attitudes, but you just don't quite see that. You know, you got somebody else that's better. You have those really fiercely competitive guys because they don't ever forget.
What do you mean? Those guys have attitudes? I don't know.
Yeah.
Dog and Sherm.
Yeah.
It's weird. They wanted JD like 4 weeks ago. They said they just wouldn't listen to him. So they were ready to make that move.
They can give me all the garbage they want about that because they're right. He played great.
How about big picture, and we're a quarter of the way through the NFL season. Have you looked around the league and got a feel for what's going on?
A little bit. I'm really impressed with the Rams, and they happen to be coming up. They look really good. They're playing good football, and the quarterback's just totally turned it around from his first year. He's just made the great jump, you know, and they've got such a nice club. They have so many good players on that team, highlighted players all across the board. They're doing a great job, you know, and they look good. And that was a really impressive game at Dallas because they just kept coming back and kept coming back. We got to see a pretty good look at that one. And you know they got runner, you know they got receivers, they got all kinds of stuff. And the defense is loaded for sure.
So do you have a plan, a routine that you tend to follow on these primetime games where you get a chance, unlike a normal 1 o'clock kick or whatever, where everything is just so – do you get a chance to kind of sit back in the hotel room and watch any ball? Or
No.
No, you're just grinding,
sorry,
watching your team.
It's weird. You're 4 weeks into the NFL season, and it feels hard to kind of determine who's good and who isn't.
I feel like that. Yeah, we're not sure yet, you know. But it's interesting, you know. Buffalo. We were just talking about Buffalo playing so good on defense and making some noise, and Kansas City, you know, kind of a little bit quietly, you know, off to a great start. Only one team's undefeated. Right?
Yeah, Chiefs just tonight.
Yeah, startling that New England has struggled. You know, after so many good years, you know, you see them struggling on defense. But they'll get back, right? You know, but it's going to be interesting. You don't know. You know, right now, first quarter's over, and you're not sure what's happening. So, hopefully, we're part of that story. You know, because we're just getting going, which is really, we've been talking about it. You know, and you can feel it. And I hope that this is really the jump start. Without question, our guys now know. They know what this feels like and what it's supposed to be like, and they'll have a great sense for it. And hopefully, we can recapture it. I love that we're doing it at home again. You know,
I guess one guy, almost as you look at that second half, too. I mean, there's some of the new names that haven't made a ton of plays, and there's Jimmy Graham, right, who also had to bounce back, right, who had a challenge, had the interception, and everything else. And you go back to him, and you go back to him on the wheel route, and you go back to him in the red zone, you go back to him and continue to get him involved. Where is he right now?
I think he's doing well. I think he's right in it. And we have a lot of things. You know, we have really good stuff for him now to make big plays. And we took some shots that you couldn't see maybe last night, but we're looking at it and each week, and we're counting on him. And he and Russell are really hitting it. It just hasn't happened in the red zone yet, but it will because we're just committed to doing it. But he's a big factor, and fun to see him going. It's great when he makes his plays.
How about Eddie Lacy in the fourth quarter?
Liked him. You know, I liked Eddie coming off the goal line, too, you know, and just knock us out of there. He was competing to get off the you know, the safety situation. I think it's going to be, you know, how lucky could we be if we lose Chris and here's Thomas ready to go? You know, we're very fortunate. So that we'll just turn that page and get going with Thomas, you know, as Chris returns.
You mentioned, I think, CJ, at the end of the week, a significant ankle injury. Is he going to be in the plans?
He looked
point?
Great in pregame. He almost could have played, and that's how good he is. So I think he'll be back. I'll be shocked if he doesn't make it back this week. It was surprising that he could run as hard in pregame and doing his weaving and all that stuff. Now, you know, you got to put his foot in the ground and see that. But I would bet, just from what he looked like on Sunday, he'll be able to get back.
And just to clarify, because the language was similar, the injury to Carson is more significant?
Way more so.
Way more.
Yeah. Way more so. Because he's got a fracture.
I feel like this is the millionth time I've asked you a question like this, but Russell Wilson running to his left and throwing the ball 50 yards in the air to Tyler Lockett, is that normal?
That was a good play, wasn't it? Golly, it was good. A really great adjustment because he couldn't get him, couldn't reach him from there. But Russell will be mad that I said that. But
because what was he, 65 yards down the field?
Yeah.
Sprinting to his dead left. Yeah,
but it was a great adjustment by Noah to, you know, Tyler to come back and get the ball and make a play there. There was a lot of great plays last night in that game. There was all kinds of stuff in there that I thought was really exciting to see, and guys coming through. And
which other ones?
You know, I liked there's so many small ones in there. When Chris turned up one time on a check down and just blasted him, when Eddie comes off the goal line on the second play and runs right over the linebacker. Frankie had three or four big time plays. I thought Nas Jones had a couple really good rushes, with just quick off the ball, using his hands and getting in the backfield, knocked the ball down on one of them. Just keep going. Bobby was spectacular last night. He played a great game.
You're gonna start giving him the ball.
How about a little wildcat quarterback?
He told me that next time I get the ball, man, I'm gonna cut back or something like that. And sure enough, there's a little weave of a cutback and then a straight arm.
The straight arm.
Oh man, he's.
I thought T.Y. Hilton maybe made a business decision at the goal line.
We won't be able to talk to him. He'll be unapproachable.
All right.
I just think for this, you said it earlier, the team just needed to feel this, just emotionally. That team room over there, you know, when the skit shown and the number of plays from everybody involved. I mean, that's exactly what I think.
I think our 12s needed too. You know, they were waiting too. You know, and fortunately they demonstrated some patience. You know, they were hooting at us. They were hooting at us coming off the side. The same people that were hooting at us coming off the sidelines at halftime were cheering like crazy after the game. So it was good. Good to see.
Absolutely.
Coach, we appreciate it. It's been a pretty crazy couple of weeks, obviously, seeing your team and everything they did.
Yeah. Nice. Guys were really anxious to get back to ball. They really were, and I'm glad that happened.
What a big one this week.
Yeah, let's go. L.A., come on. All
right, we didn't get a chance to answer the question, Jerk, today, but thanks to our friends, of course, at Twin Peaks Restaurant, Tukwila. Coach, we appreciate it. We'll see you on Monday.
Tukwila, Twin Peaks.
It's the fun.
See ya.